And we're talking with Bill Brigoli. How's it going, Bill?
It's going pretty well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm anxiously awaiting some good stuff from the spring. That's right.
Spring has sprung, and over this past weekend, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Ooh, boy.
Tops. Yeah. Even though a lot of people are out celebrating St. Patrick's Day, enough families went to see it. Oh, $30 million it made, which is down only 48% from the week before.
Well, pandas and green beer, I think they both go together.
Yeah. And the thing is, there haven't been many family movies, so this is hanging in there. And it's now made $107 million, so it's doing well.
Yeah, and I'll say so.
Another big movie that was one number one last week was Dune Part 2. That was in second place with $29 million, down only 37% from the week before. So it's got some legs, as they say, and worms, and those big sandworms. That's now made over $200 million domestically, and any day now it will reach the $500 million mark worldwide.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, people are already talking about Part 3 and what that's going to be like. Apparently, there's not a whole lot of action in that book, so filmmakers have their chores set out for them.
Yeah, well, it's a franchise. They'll Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
They'll make it Hollywood.
They'll come up with something. And nothing says they have to be that loyal to the book.
No, that's true. That is very true.
Yeah. They got the rights. They can do with it what they want. In third place over the weekend was Arthur the King. That was the new movie with Mark Wahlberg about an adventure racer who befriends a dog. That was third with $7.5 million, which was in the low end of expectations, as they say. And fourth was a horror movie, Imaginary. And that was $5.5 million. It's now made over $19 million. And Cabrini was fifth. That's the one about Mother Cabrini.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, we've all heard of various things named after her. And it was in fifth place with $2.9 million. But we've got something big happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, boy.
Frozen Empire. Yeah. They stopped calling them 1, 2, or 3, and now they're naming them after other stuff. And it's got some of the original cast, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson are in it, but also Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, and the comedian Camille Nanjiani. And in this, the Spangler family returned to New York City, in fact, the very same firehouse where it all started. And they have to team up with the original Ghostbuster guys, who have developed a top-secret research lab. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
The Batcave.
Yeah, it's going to be something strange. And in this research lab, they took on busting ghosts to the next level. But apparently, like a lot of these movies, there's an ancient artifact that unleashes an evil force. So now the new Ghostbusters and the old Ghostbusters have to join forces to protect their home and the world from a second ice age.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah,
that'll undo global warming, won't it?
Yeah, I know. Maybe they could just even things up.
Yeah.
Also, there's a horror movie called Immaculate opening this weekend, and it stars Sydney Sweeney. She's the busty young lady who was in Anyone But You that did really well. But that was a rom-com. This is a horror movie.
Okay.
She plays a woman named Cecilia, a very religious young lady, and she goes to a picture-perfect Italian countryside where she's offered a new role at this illustrious convent. Soon after, she becomes pregnant, even though there are no guys around, so hence the title Immaculate.
And,
yeah, but eventually it becomes clear to her that this lovely Italian countryside convent has dark and horrifying secrets.
Ooh.
And it got a lot of attention just a couple weeks ago at the South by Southwest Festival.
Oh, okay.
Really good reviews. Yeah. And a new Oscar winner is coming out this weekend as well. It's the animated movie The Boy and the Heron, all animated by Hayao Miyazaki. That won Best best full-length animated movie. And yeah, it's Japanese animation and the old-fashioned hand-drawn kind.
Oh, well, it's going to look good on the screen.
I know. Yeah, and boy, there are big fans of this stuff. Plot-wise, it's about a young man who, in the wake of his mother's death and his father's remarriage, he ventures into a strange, dreamlike world shared by both the living and the dead. So,
okay, that's a dream to me.
Yeah, that's exactly. And on Amazon, we've got Roadhouse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Remember Patrick Swayze movie years ago, 1989?
You jarred my memory, but if you hadn't, I would have not remembered it.
It became kind of a cult classic, one of those movies that everybody saw on VHS.
Yeah.
And now they've remade it with Jake Gyllenhaal in the Patrick Swayze
role. Oh, yes, the guy with a funny last name.
That's right. And Jake plays an ex-UFC fighter, and he takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida little roadhouse, and bad guys showed up, and one of them is played by the current mixed martial arts guy, Conor McGregor. And also Post Malone, the singer, also shows up in this, and the guy finds out that this paradise in Florida isn't all it seems. It was directed by Doug Liman, and he did movies like Swingers and The Bourne Identity, and he was a little ticked off because he was led to believe, he says, that this was going to open in theaters, and then he found out, no, it's just going to Amazon.
Ah, well, that...
Yeah.
Oh, that'd get him upset.
That's right. Also, this week on Netflix, something called Shirley, and it's a biopic. It stars Regina King as Shirley Chisholm. Remember years and years ago?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a trailblazer trying to run for president in 1972.
Yeah.
And she was also the first black woman elected to Congress.
Right. I remember that very Democratic convention. Bella Abzug was there with her hat.
Oh, right.
Remember her?
There have been films made about her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to watch. Also, Netflix has something called On the Line, and it was in theaters, but nobody saw it, I don't think so. I'll tell you about it. And it stars Mel Gibson. Yeah, he's been making these kind of just out of the line of sight movies, you know. In this one, he plays a radio show host, and he takes a call from an unknown person, you know. And while on the phone and on the air with him, that person threatens to kill the host's entire family.
Oh,
so that's a listener call you don't want.
That's a call you dump.
Exactly. And in order to save the loved ones, he has to play this survival game. The only way to win it is to find out just the heck who this caller is. I guess the guy didn't have caller ID.
No, I suppose that would have solved the problem. Well, that wouldn't have been much of a plot, would there?
No. No, and also in theaters, limited is something called Sleeping Dogs, and that's Russell Crowe as a detective. Mm. So two bad boys, Mel Gibson and Russell Crowe, have things coming out this week.
Well, I'm sure that'll have a lot of people excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great.
Spring has sprung, so keep tuned, because there's more happening.
Oh, we expect it, and we'll hear from you next week.
All right, take care.